Joshua's summoned the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and said to them, "You have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, and have listened to my voice and all that I commanded you. You have not abandoned your brothers these many days to this day, but have fulfilled the obligation of the commandment of the Lord your God. And now the Lord your God has given rest to your brothers as he spoke to them. Therefore turn now and go to your tents, to the land of your possession, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you beyond the Jordan. Only be very careful to follow the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, to love the Lord your God and walk in all his ways, keep his commandments and cling to him and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul." So Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their tents. Tribe of Manasseh, Moses, given a possession in Bashan. But to the other half, Joshua gave a possession among their brothers, westward beyond the Jordan. So when Joshua sent them away to their tents, he also blessed them and said to them, "Return with great riches and with very many livestock, with silver, gold, bronze, iron, and with very many clothes. Divide the spoils of your enemies with your brothers." So the sons of Reuben, the sons of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh returned home, leaving the sons of Israel at Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go to the land of Gilead, to the land of their possession, which they had settled in accordance with the command of the Lord through Moses.
Jordan, which is in the land of Canaan, the sons of Reuben, the sons of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh built an altar there by the Jordan, a large altar in appearance. But the sons of Israel heard a report, "Behold, the sons of Reuben, the sons of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built an altar at the frontier of the land of Canaan, in the region of the Jordan, on the side belonging to the sons of Israel.
to the sons of Reuben, to the sons of Gad, and to the half tribe of Manasseh in the land of Gilead. Phinehas, the son of Lazar the priest. And with him 10 leaders, 1 leader for each father's household from each of the tribes of Israel. And each one of them was the head of his father's household among the thousands of Israel. They came to the sons of Reuben, the sons of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh in the land of Gilead. And they spoke with them, saying, this is what the whole congregation of the Lord says. What is this unfaithful act which you have committed against the God of Israel, turning away from following the Lord this day by building yourselves an altar to rebel against the Lord? This day is the wrongdoing of Peor not enough for us, which we have not cleansed ourselves to this day? Although a plague came on the congregation of the Lord, that you must turn away this day from following the Lord. If you rebel against the Lord today, he will be angry with the entire congregation of Israel tomorrow. If, however, land of your possession is unclean, then cross into the land of the possession of the Lord, where the Lord's tabernacle stands, and settle among us. Only do not rebel against the Lord, or rebel against us by building an altar for yourselves besides the altar of the Lord our God. Did Achan the son of Zerah not act unfaithfully in the things designated for destruction, and wrath fall on the entire congregation of Israel, so that man did not perish alone in his guilt?
Then the sons of Reuben, the sons of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh answered and spoke to the heads of the families of Israel. The mighty one God, the Lord, the mighty one God, the Lord, he knows, and may Israel itself know if it was in rebellion, if in an unfaithful act against the Lord. Do not save us this day. If we have built us an altar to turn away from following the Lord, or if to offer a burnt offering or grain offering on it, or if to offer sacrifices of peace offerings on it, out of concern for a reason, saying, in time to come your sons may say to our sons, what have you to do with the Lord, the God of Israel? For the Lord has made the Jordan a border between us and you, you sons of Reuben.
rejoicing in the Lord.
Let's build an altar, not for burnt offering or for sacrifice. Rather, it shall be a witness between us and you and between our generations after us, that we are to perform the service of the Lord before Him with our burnt offerings, our sacrifices, and with our peace offerings, so that your sons will not against the Lord and turn away from following the Lord this day by building an altar for burnt offering, for grain offering, or for sacrifice besides the altar of the Lord our God, which is before His tabernacle.
The sons of Reuben, the sons of Gad, and the sons of Manasseh spoke. It pleased them. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, said to the sons of Reuben, the sons of Gad, and to the sons of Manasseh, today we know that the Lord is in our midst, because you have not committed this unfaithful act against the Lord. Now you have saved the sons of Israel from the hand of the Lord. Then the son of Eleazar, the priest, and the leaders returned from the sons of Reuben, and from the sons of Gad, from the land of Gilead, to the land of Canaan, to the sons of Israel, and brought back word to them. The word pleased the sons of Israel, and the sons of Israel blessed God.